I'm Hayden Savage for ECNN. Time now for your latest news update. Today is Tuesday, December 7th. The Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty School District said on Monday that they were aware of a threat made to one of their students. The threat was made from outside the school, and law enforcement was immediately contacted and had been investigating the issue. The individual who made the threat has been detained and is awaiting the determination of charges. School officials say that there was never a weapon or individual with a weapon on campus. Policy at the school does not allow additional details at this time, but they will continue to work with law enforcement on this matter. The Mammoth Spring Police Department reports the arrest of a man on drug charges. According to a probable cause affidavit, Assistant Police Chief Jamie Turnbow was sent to the stoplight at the intersection of Highway 9 and Highway 63 for a two-vehicle accident that had pulled into the State Park parking lot. Officer Turnbow arrived and noticed 64-year-old Carl Collins stumbling around and digging in the car that he rear-ended. Turnbow stated Collins appeared to be under the influence of drugs. Turnbow placed Collins in custody for DWI and stated he did not conduct a field sobriety test for safety reasons. Collins was placed into custody and Officer Turnbow began searching him and the vehicle after saying that he had taken some hydrocodones. After searching the vehicle, a red and silver Altoids can hidden under the seatbelt in the crease of the seat was located, which held 8 half-white oval-shaped pills, which were later identified as hydrocodone. Collins' speech was slurred and was not understandable during most interactions. He was arrested and taken to the Fulton County Jail, where he gave consent to a DWI urine test along with a second urine sample to test with a drug test kit at the jail. Collins tested positive for opiates, benzos, and methadone. He faces charges for felony possession of a controlled substance excluding meth cocaine and misdemeanor driving while intoxicated. His bond was set at $2,000. A crash in Wright County injured a Kabul woman on Monday. Crash reports show that a 2018 Nissan Sentra driven by 44-year-old Penny Derryberry of Kabul was traveling eastbound on Highway A at Macomb when the vehicle was struck in the back by a 1996 Chevy Lumina driven by 32-year-old Brian Campbell of Mountain Grove. Derryberry was injured in the crash and was taken to Mercy Hospital in Springfield by ambulance. An Isabella man was injured in a crash on Monday. Crash reports state that 65-year-old Charles Pace was traveling eastbound in a 1993 GMC pickup on Highway 160, 2 miles east of Isabella, when the driver's vision was obstructed by the sun. He then traveled off the left side of the roadway, impacting a rock into the ground. Pace had minor injuries and was taken by private conveyance for treatment. The Highway Patrol says a man was injured in a Howe County crash on Monday. Crash reports show that a 2003 Dodge Ram driven by 28-year-old Raymond Epley of West Plains was traveling westbound on County Road 2010 at County Road 1280 when the vehicle was hit by a 2004 F-150 that failed to stop at a stop sign. The driver of the F-150, 23-year-old Lakota Beal of West Plains, was injured in the crash and was taken by ambulance to Ozarks Healthcare in West Plains for treatment of his minor injuries. The Missouri Department of Transportation Southeast District will hold the 18th Annual Bridge Building Ceremony Competition on Thursday, December 9th, and like last year, the ceremony will be held virtually. The bridge competition challenges high school juniors and seniors in MoDOT Southeast District to design and construct the most efficient model bridge using limited materials, including balsa wood, string, and glue. The competition will conclude with a bridge-breaking ceremony where the bridges will be put to test. For more information on how to get involved with this event, visit our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Missouri Governor Mike Parson said on Monday that he would recommend a 5.5% cost of living adjustment and $15 per hour minimum base pay standard for all state employees across state government. The recommendation will be included in Governor Parson's supplemental budget request to be introduced at the beginning of the 2022 regular legislative session, which begins on January 5th, with the goal of passage before February 1st. These salary adjustments will require General Assembly approval before they can go into effect. Governor Parson has recommended 3% and 2% COLA increases for state employees in past budgets, yet Missouri state employees continue to be among the lowest paid in the nation. For more information, find this story on the ECNN News app. Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft concluded his fifth consecutive year visiting each of Missouri's 1,114 counties during a visit to Howe County last Tuesday. In 2021, Secretary Ashcroft assisted many public libraries in Missouri by awarding federal and state funds through the state library. This year, he presented grant checks and toured dozens of libraries throughout the state, administering over $1.5 million, over $9 million in the past 5 years. Ashcroft toured cattle ranches, corporate farms, creameries, and other agribusinesses, promoting economic development and the business service division within his office. To view the entire press release from Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft, visit our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. The Mammoth Springs City Council met on Tuesday evening in their December meeting. While a significant portion of the meeting was an executive session, the council did announce their appointee for the open council seat formerly filled by area businessman Larry Burns. Dylan Smith is a business owner in the city and will fill the position. I spoke to Smith after the meeting and he tells me he's glad to be appointed.
Pretty happy to be appointed to the council today. Trying to fill some big shoes here with Larry Burns. There's no telling how many years he's put in at the Mammoth Springs City Council, but I'm going to do everything I can to be there for the city.
The MS City Council meets on the first Monday of every month at 6 p.m. in the Mammoth Springs Fire Department. I'm Hayden Savage for ECNN. Get more news, sports, and weather on our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Streaming live on all your devices, including Amazon Alexa, Echo Dot, Google smart speakers, the ECNN News app, and more. We're everywhere you need us. Remember, keep all medicines in safe cabinets and out of the reach of children. At eCommunications, we care.